Yo, what up, peoples? What up, people? It's your boy. Yo, this one is going to be for my Star Wars heads, man. People who are like me that love Star Wars and found Star Wars from beginning to end. Now, this is kind of a thought I had today because I was, you know, I'm in the process of rewatching the Clone Wars again. I just, you know, when I don't have nothing to do, I always turn on Clone Wars just to see if there's anything I miss, right? Which, by the way, if you're watching The Mandalorian or The Bad Batch, you may want to watch The Clone Wars so there's a lot of things that don't go over your head because the continuity in those episodes are important. So, in the middle of watching Clone Wars again, I came to this realization, right? That Anakin never went up against Darth Maul. And it just hit me today because during one of the episodes, Darth Maul's brother, Savage, he had went to this diner. If you haven't watched The Clone Wars, you may might not want to listen to this episode, but some spoilers. Savage went into this diner and there was this ramp. He was in a rampage and was beating people up or whatever. So Anakin came to this space diner, after the events, right? And while he was there with Ahsoka, and he was like in a deep trance. A deep meditative state, what they call that, force trance or whatever. And Ahsoka asked him what's wrong. He was like, I feel a disturbance in the force. I can't really tell who or what it is, but it's something sinister. But then he also says something that kind of piqued my interest, and I didn't really pay attention to it before. Is that he said it feels familiar. I said, that's right. Because Savage is Darth Maul's brother. He's a Dathomir male. That's actually bloodkin to Maul. And so his presence would feel familiar to Anakin because if you remember in episode 1, which is the fourth movie that came out, episode 1 is the one where Anakin's a kid. I forgot the name of him, and I'm such a Star Wars head. Anyway, you could let me know in the comment. I forgot what it is. So in episode 1, Darth Maul shows up and almost ran Anakin over with the speeder bike when he jumped out to start fighting Qui-Gon Jinn. That was their first encounter. And he almost beat up Qui-Gon Jinn, and then later on he ends up killing Qui-Gon. But that was the first encounter of Anakin meeting Darth Maul. And it was very brief, and it was like sudden, you know. Darth Maul came out of nowhere at the speeder bike and almost ran him over. So he never, in Clone Wars though, he never really faced Darth Maul. So this is some years later now that Anakin's he's a master, but he's still learning because he's a master because he has his own apprentice, but he's still learning. He hasn't been appointed to the Jedi Council yet, but he does have his own apprentice in Ahsoka. So he is a master. But what if Anakin and Darth Maul would have met up? How would that have changed things? What would have been the outcome of that? Right? That would have been some fight. Because Anakin at that particular point was nowhere near turning bad. You know, it took a lot of things to shift Anakin into going bad. And that might have been, you know, something that might have solidified him into never going bad. Seeing Darth Maul. Or he could have had so much hatred for Darth Maul like he did when they killed his mother that he could have just flipped to bad right then and there by trying to take revenge for Qui-Gon Jinn and killing Darth Maul. Either way, that would have been something to see. I mean, do you agree with me or not? I don't know. Let me know. Would that have been a great fight to see? As we know, it didn't happen in the Clone Wars, and it doesn't seem it happened anywhere in the Rebels, neither. Because he was still around in the Rebels when Anakin turned into Vader. Imagine that, if Anakin would have found him, if Anakin would have found Darth Maul as Vader. Wow, I'm just thinking about that right now. If Anakin would have seen Darth Maul as Vader, what would have been the outcome? Would he have flipped on him, or would he have used him to help search for the rest of the Jedi that survived Order 66? There's some questions that I have here now. Guys, let me know what you think in the comments. You can hit me up. You know, hit me up in the comments. Let me know what you think. I think that's interesting. What if Anakin ran into Darth Maul as Anakin Skywalker? Would they have fought? Would that have made him turn completely good, never go to the dark side? Or would he have flipped the script, killed Darth Maul, therefore solidifying himself on the dark side? And then imagine if he found him as Darth Vader. What you think would have been his move then, and how it would have affected the rest of Star Wars? Hit me up, guys. Appreciate you. Thanks for listening. Deuces.